About 3 months ago, Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson proposed a state constitutional amendment to prohibit certain unfunded mandates. He says the measure is a bold one.
This is a constitutional amendment that would prohibit New York State from sending down ideas without the funds to pay for them.
He says making the case for his bill is stronger now that he has found a partner in the assembly, Republican Kieran Lawler.
Like, if you're digging a hole and you're trying to get out of the hole, the first thing you do is stop digging. So this is the stop digging portion of the unfunded mandate relief.
Both say it is time for municipalities to have the option to choose whether an unfunded mandate would be implemented and require the state to fund mandates too costly to bear. In addition to partnering on a constitutional amendment, Gibson and Lawler co-authored an op-ed piece in the Poughkeepsie Journal Thursday. Here's Gibson.
You know, we're living in a time right now where what most people are seeing in politics is very divisive, very partisan, especially in Washington, where it just seems like they cannot get anything done. And I think the great thing about what Kieran and I are doing is that we're showing that it doesn't have to be that way, that you can have differences, which we do, but you can also find ways to work together, which we are. And I think if more politicians would find partnerships like this, we would be a lot more effective at getting a lot more things done here in New York State.
Lawler says he considers the op-ed a powerful tool.
We are not only working together, but because we're outsiders and independent, we're not afraid of annoying our individual parties by working together in a very public way. So it's a very public manifestation of, hey, listen, people have said work together where possible. We're doing it, and we want you to see it. It's not just behind the scenes in Albany and, you know, with among our staffs. We're doing it in the most public way that we can think of. We're going to do some, television interviews and things like that together. So it is important for the people of Dutchess County and New York State to know that at least here you have a Democrat and a Republican who are not only willing to work together, we don't mind standing next to each other and talking about the things we're working on together.
Gibson says that although the programs of many unfunded mandates are worthwhile, local governments and school districts cannot continue to shoulder the financial burden associated with them, and some are on the brink of insolvency or with large budget deficits.
I think we both found that in this last session, we both began to realize how entrenched the establishment is and how ineffective they are at getting big picture ideas like this done. So it really became clear to both of us that it was going to take two newly elected officials, two outsiders, to really bring an issue like this forward, which is a pretty radical solution. But it needs a radical solution because we're really draining the budgets of our local communities by forcing them to take on these unnecessary costs.
Lawler says not aspiring to be a career politician enables him to introduce such a bill.
That really allows us to take on these bold issues because our goal is not to stay in Albany in office for the next 30 years, which frankly makes you timid. It makes a lawmaker timid if your whole goal is to continue to get reelected for decades.
Gibson notes that to drum up support for his bill, he has asked all the school districts and local governments in his district to sponsor resolutions in support of his bill that he can take with him to Albany to better make his case. It is not the first time that Gibson and Lawler are standing side by side. They did so in May, sponsoring a bill in their respective chambers on term limits. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.